Well, the whole display at 12th and Chacon, we started with Mahala Murchison.
I look at it and I say it's Mahala. I know some might say Mahala.
Mahala Murchison is the first African-American in Travis County that we have on record.
She is recorded as the first African-American to come to Austin.
She's on record as the first with a name. The rest of them were with the livestock. They were property.
My name is Harrison David Eppright. I'm Manager of Visitor Services and Tour Ambassador at the Austin Visitor Center, a department of Visit Austin. I do believe that this woman was a very important figure in Austin's history and as an African-American woman. Unfortunately, she was the product of rape. About 4 months after Austin was founded, then Alexander Murchison arrived here to make his home on July 16, 1839, and he was accompanied by his wife and maid, Mahala.
And when he came to Murchison, Alexander Murchison, was see, Mahala was now they call it the illegitimate child of his brother. So she was actually raised as a they call it a wife's maid, the maid to them. Yeah, my name is Bertram Allen. I'm the president of W.H. Patterson Historical Society. This house is always this, we call it the Southgate Lewis House, which is a historical house. And what we do here with the organization, it was set up to promote the preservation of the history of blacks in Austin and Travis County.
My name is Latoya Devazan, and I'm the former African-American community archivist for the Austin History Center. I've now relocated to the Atlanta area. Yeah, so when you look at chattel slavery with African-American history, most people are listed as property. So we have census records recording who lived in Travis County at the time and who was here. And so with those families, a lot of them do not have anyone listed as being enslaved. Mahala's the first one who's listed as enslaved because it's recorded that that family is the first family to bring in an enslaved person in Travis County.
A lot of the white Europeans, we know they weren't used to slavery, but they came in, they just blended in, and they went along with it. And that ended up being the biggest crime. When those that see bad things happen and don't do nothing, they sit up and say, y'all know that ain't right. Y'all know that's not right. Yeah.
My name is Creola Shaw Burns, and I was instrumental in the installation of the historical plaques there at 12th and Chacon. When Capital Metro has painted the bus stop, the ironwork is black. And underneath the awning, one of the first photographs, we've got Mahala there as the first individual. And in my mind, every time I'm there, I still see old Austin. I still smell different fragrances of barbecue coming from just not Sam's, who's still there, but just the plethora of restaurants and the cornbread and the fresh vegetables from Mr. Crittner used to sell vegetables on the corner, and I can smell the chili dogs from Harlem Theater.
But I, as a boy, remember well Saturday afternoons at the Harlem Theater. In fact, for many, many years, the Harlem was one of only maybe three movie theaters that blacks could attend. Some of the other information on that plaque, the fact that we have LaVeda Durst represented, who was an early black DJ here in Austin, Dr. Hepcat, as he was called. He had a show that was listened to not only by African Americans in the community, but also by whites in the community as well.
Now if you ever go to East Texas, boys, you ought to stop by Palestine. Then you see my baby, my darling, Hattie Green. Now let's pick it up a little bit.
East Austin, for a lot of African Americans, was the first place that they could call home or we could call home, and we weren't being told what to do, how to do it, what time to do it. And we were able to build it with our skill set into what it is now.
I loved my job with the city of Austin, but I myself dealt with not being paid a livable wage, and that was one of the reasons why I had to relocate. So it was also kind of a almost a painful narrative in a way of trying to record the history when I also was dealing with the same effects of feeling like I was pushed out of the city of Austin because I could not afford to live there. That was my own personal narrative being kind of interwoven with the community narrative that we're trying to, like, preserve.
When people move into an area and we do see how the area is changing, that it's important that the people who are moving in learn about the history of the area.
Because our history is going to the grave. Individuals who have the history are dying, and it's not being shared. It's not being shared verbally, it's not being written, and the photographs, I know that individuals pass away and their families aren't thinking about, oh, I should keep these photographs. A lot of that stuff is just boxed up and tossed.
And as African Americans, we're doing a lot, but there's always more that we can do. Talk to our elders. Let's record our own history, because, I mean, history is not just the past, but history is also the present, and history is also the future.
You have to preserve something. We try to preserve this house and things in it, you know, because we just tell the history of Black people.
It's important to me that people know that we were a very, very influential piece of building Austin. It's very important to me that we're not forgotten. We're displaced, but we don't have to be erased.